All right, everybody, welcome back. Today, we're diving into something that's absolutely essential for any business that wants to grow.
Absolutely.
We're talking about marketing audits.
Yeah.
Not the most exciting topic, I know.
It's not the sexiest thing in the world, is it?
Definitely not as flashy as, say, launching a new product or going viral on TikTok.
Right.
But here's the thing. This deep dive is going to be pure gold.
I agree.
We're going to unpack why they're so important, especially in today's world.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you a clear, actionable plan to implement what we're talking about.
Love it.
So to guide us, we're looking at this article from WebPro News. It's called Unlock Explosive Growth, How Regular Marketing Audits Can Transform Your Business. Catchy title, right?
It is, and ambitious.
Totally. Okay, so first things first, let's talk about why marketing audits even matter. I mean, you create a marketing plan, you stick to it, you're good, right?
Well, not quite.
Oh, here we go.
It would be nice if things were that simple.
Right.
The truth is, the business world, especially the online world, it changes constantly. What worked last year, even last month, might not be cutting it anymore.
So it's like a constantly moving target.
Exactly. And if you're not paying attention, if you're not consistently evaluating what's working and what's not, you risk falling behind. And this article highlights this really well.
And falling behind in today's world, big mistake, right?
Yes.
Huge. Well, speaking of falling behind, this article had a stat in it that really caught my eye. It said, companies that do these regular marketing checkups, 70% more likely to see growth year after year.
That's massive, 70%.
I know, right? It's huge. That's not just a coincidence. That's a game changer.
It's proof that this stuff works.
Yeah.
It's about staying ahead of the curve, being proactive, not reactive.
Mm.
And ultimately, it's about making sure every single marketing dollar you spend is actually giving you a return.
So smart. Because I think a lot of people, they kind of just throw things at the wall and see what sticks. And that's a quick way to burn through your budget with zero to show for it.
It happens all the time.
I'm even guilty of it myself. A while back, I was working on this side project, total passion project, you know, and I was so convinced that this one marketing strategy was the key. I poured so much time, energy, even money into it. You know what happened? Nothing. Total flop. It was like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
We've all been.
Right. I learned the hard way that you can't just focus on one thing, no matter how much you believe in it. You need a holistic view.
100%.
You need to constantly be looking at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And that's what's great about this article. They've got this four-step audit process that helps you do just that. Okay, so four steps to audit success. Where do we even begin?
Well, the article kicks things off with a real focus on action, which I love.
Love that. Get right to it.
Absolutely. So step one is all about identifying your top three lead generators.
Lead generators.
The things that are actually bringing in those valuable leads.
Makes sense. So figure out what's working first.
Exactly. And this is where I see so many businesses tripping up.
Really?
They try to do it all.
Spreading themselves too thin.
Exactly. They're on every social media platform. They're dabbling in SEO. They're doing a little bit of everything.
Ooh, yeah. I've been there.
But the thing is, they're not seeing real results because they haven't honed in on what's actually moving the needle.
So instead of being a jack of all trades, you want to be a master of like three.
Exactly. And this is where the article quotes growth consultant Michael Pedersen, who says, pinpoint the specific actions driving leads, then refine and improve those methods.
Okay, so basically double down on what's already working.
100%. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Love it. So we've got our top three lead generators locked in. What's next?
Step two is all about putting ourselves in our customer's shoes.
Oh, interesting. So empathy.
Exactly. We need to really understand their journey from the moment they first interact with our brand all the way through to making a purchase.
Okay, so map out the entire customer experience.
Yes. And the article really emphasizes making that experience as smooth and enjoyable as possible.
So no roadblocks, no frustration, just a clear path to purchase.
Precisely. Every touch point needs to feel seamless. Otherwise, you risk losing your potential customers along the way.
It's like those websites where you can't find the information you need or you have to click through a million pages to get to the good stuff. So frustrating.
The worst. So yeah, step two is all about identifying and removing those points of friction.
Friction. Got it.
Got it.
Okay, so we've streamlined the customer journey. We're making it super easy for people to buy from us. What's next?
Well, now that we've got them hooked, step three is all about crafting crystal clear messaging that really speaks to our target audience.
Messaging. Okay, so how do we talk to these people?
This is where we need to understand their pain points, their desires, their aspirations, what keeps them up at night, What are they searching for?
So really get inside their heads.
Yes. Because even if the customer journey is smooth sailing, if our messaging misses the mark,
it's all for nothing.
Exactly. We need to connect with them on an emotional level, build trust, and position ourselves as the solution to their problems.
It's about speaking their language.
Exactly. And Peterson nails it in the article when he says, good marketing addresses problems and presents solutions.
So we need to make it crystal clear how we can solve their problems.
100%. No jargon, no fluff. Just clear, concise, and compelling messaging that converts.
Love it. Okay, so we're talking the talk, we're walking the walk, but how do we know it's actually working? This is where I get a little lost, to be honest. Data analysis, tracking metrics, it's a lot. Any tips for those of us who aren't, you know, data scientists?
I hear you. Data can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be.
Because honestly, I think a lot of people hear data analysis and they just tune out.
Right. But really, it's about looking for the story your data is telling you.
Okay, a story. I like that.
It's about understanding how people are interacting with your brand. Are they visiting your website but leaving immediately? Are they clicking your ads but not buying anything? That's data giving you feedback.
Okay, so it's like looking for clues.
Exactly. And the good news is, you don't have to be a tech whiz to do this.
Music to my ears.
There's so many tools out there, a lot of them free.
Free is always good.
That can simplify this whole process for you. Google Analytics is a great one for website traffic. And most social media platforms have built-in analytics too.
Okay, so start simple.
Exactly. You can see what's working, what's not, and make adjustments from there. You got this, Gab.
All right, I'm feeling more confident already. So we've covered a lot of ground here. Audits, lead generators, the customer journey, big takeaways.
Well, this article really drives home the point that marketing isn't a set it and forget it kind of thing.
But constantly adapting.
Exactly. You have to audit regularly, focus on what's actually bringing in leads, make the customer experience amazing, and never stop testing and tweaking.
Ugh.
But here's the thing. The article ends on this really thought-provoking note.
Oh, I love a good thought-provoking note. Hit me.
It's not just about keeping up. It's about anticipating the future. What changes are coming down the pipeline in your industry? And how can you prepare your marketing now to not just survive those changes, but thrive in the face of them?
Ooh, that's good. Be proactive, not reactive.
100%.
So much to think about. Well, there you have it, folks. Regular marketing audits, your secret weapon for explosive growth. Big thanks to WebPro News for that fantastic article. And hey, let's keep the conversation going. Head over to our social media. Tell us your biggest aha moments from today's deep dive. Until next time, happy auditing, everyone.